Welcome to the Medical Travel Show with your hosts, Elizabeth Sayemba and Irving Stackpole.
Welcome to the Medical Travel Show, a forum for ideas, challenges, and benefits for global healthcare services. This is Elizabeth Sayemba, and I'm here today with my co-host, Irving Stackpole.
Hi, Elizabeth. It's also great to be here, and it's terrific that we've got such an excellent and relevant guest with us today. Miguel Cabrera is Vice President with Best Doctors. Miguel has a lengthy background in healthcare and IT, with experience in clinical workflow, e-health innovations, and Miguel is very interested in improving ways healthcare is being delivered using IT and innovative ideas. And of course, in the global medical travel environment, these tools, these technologies have particular relevance. So welcome, Miguel, and it's a delight to have you with us on the Medical Travel Show.
Thank you. Thank you for the interview, and nice to meet you.
And so tell us a little bit about Best Doctors, please.
Best Doctors is a leading global second opinion company. It's based in Boston in the U.S., but it's operating globally. And what Best Doctors basically is doing is managing or solving a second opinion for patients, any patient in the world that has access or is willing to reach a best expert or the best medical mind in their condition, right? That's our the vision of the company and the mission.
So in terms of the work that you're doing for that company, and it certainly would seem from a layperson's perspective that there are numerous technological challenges to be solved in terms of security of information, privacy of data, saving large data files, and so on. Would you address some of those issues for us? What are they, and how are some of the existing technologies addressing them?
Yes, precisely, and I would love to explain, right? Precisely, we joined Best Doctors in 2012, and before that, we created an idea. We founded a new initiative that was trying to help, was to build an IT platform, a web-based collaboration platform, with the main objective or helping on the diagnosis and follow-up process for a patient, right? We realized that in healthcare, there is a need for improving the communication that is happening in all around a process for a patient diagnosis and follow-up. There is also gaps and problems in coordination, and collaboration is really key. And collaboration in between multiple multidisciplinary teams, right? Caregivers, physicians, physician to physician, physician to multiple physicians. So any of those scenarios are needed. And also in different scenarios, in different initiatives, you realize that you need to users or you need to clinical teams to collaborate from inside the organization or between different organizations or even countries, right? That was a problem that Best Doctors was dealing with. That was our technology purpose, and that was the reason that we became part of Best Doctors in 2012, right? So we continue doing projects with that technology, right? And because of the synergy that exists in help in creating scenarios with and the Best Doctors core business, and in that spread or markets that we are experimenting with our technology and solving healthcare issues, we have seen, we have detected that is really a good fit for medical tourism. Right. Why? Because the problem is very similar. At the end, you have a patient in one country, in one region. You need to collect all the medical information. That's a process that we do as a company. We need technology for doing that. We have technology for doing that, including collect medical records, collect information and collect images. We need to then involve a care team, right? The nurse, case manager, physicians, experts, the ones that are going to decide or to evaluate the case, right? Mm-hmm. Even if it's for a quote, for the process. And then you need to interact with the caregivers in order to decide the next step for the patient. If it's a patient from one country that is going to travel to another country, there's going to be a workflow, there's going to be a process involved, and some decisions to be taken, and then steps in the workflow, right? That's what we exactly do with our technology, and that's really needed in the medical tourism. And then the last step of the process, when you have had the medical interaction or the medical act, is to really communicate with the source physician or with the family of this patient in order to give them updated information. Because information and collaboration, we have detected, is a good gap, and it's really where we are positioning our core mission of the technology.
It's really an extraordinary array of challenges that you face in the pieces of this communications or workflow chain. I was just thinking about the various things you've got in an electrocardiogram, for example, and at the patient's provider, when the patient is with the doctor takes an electrocardiogram. Well, that's one type of signal. That's one type of file. And then that same patient goes down the hallway and has an X-ray, and that's a different type of file. And then the patient has some lab work done, and the laboratory does assay work, and that produces a distinct type of file. So technologically, bringing these together, are you, as best doctors, able to bring these together in a secure environment and make them available to any authorized user?
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. That was the platform that we created. Right? That's a product that we use called Metin, and the objective was really to cover the whole process and the whole information that is around the patient. So, for coordination, communication, collaboration, there are solutions that can help there, but then to really close the loop, you need for all the medical information to involve images. And that's a component that it's very powerful in what we have. We have the availability to show or to be able to allow the physician or the expert, any part of the world, to review a CT scan or MRI, ECG or ophthalmology, for example, or a surgery video, mm-hmm. but also pathology image, right? Mm-hmm. So we have a couple of workflows. One is for stroke, with CT scan is involved, a review is remotely, and there are cases with more than 50,000 images that we have to exchange. So performance and quality of service is an important deal. We have workflows for pathology, where the tissue is managed in one laboratory center, the expert is in another country, and they are providing some expertise, they are collaborating with other pathologists. That's helping to reduce, to increase quality and reduce part of the cost of the processes. And of course, the most important and relevant in global scenarios is the security, right? Yes. So the platform that we use, secure mechanisms in order to ensure privacy, right? First, we work on a clinical case-based scenario, which is not a patient or an electronic medical record. It's case-oriented, so it's just about the topic of a case. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the information of the patient can be avoided. And then security mechanisms like encryption, traceability, different mechanisms for logging into the platform, and of course, knowing what's going on with all the records. That's relevant and important. We have, you know, in the United States exists the HIPAA. We are HIPAA compliant, and then we have some of the secure mechanisms that Europe is requesting, right? At the end of the day, we also know that this is relevant and very important. Platform has then some other capabilities like defining roles, different access, privacy, so not everyone can see all the cases. These kind of things are more in detail. I don't think it makes sense to go in all the details, but this is a healthcare delivery and collaboration platform. So It's healthcare oriented, and in healthcare, privacy is always the first word when you're talking about technology. So we were aware about this and has always been one of the main priorities when building the platform.
In addressing issues such as privacy, where there are different standards in the United States, there's a European standard, and I'm sure there are many other standards in other countries as well where you're doing business. How does one go about deciding the standard that's to be applied in a global platform like this?
Right.
Mm-hmm. First, the platform allows you to work on a clinical case base, so it can be the identified case. That's some of the cases that we are working with, right? So you don't really have a patient ID. You have a tissue of a patient that you want to take the images and then get a report about that, right? So that simplifies the question. Mm-hmm. But on the other side, in any case, you might want to ensure. So there are different security standards, different mechanisms, but at the end of the day, mostly of them have common things in common, right? So the technology allows to be personalized in order of the level of security that you want to implement. More robust, more secure, more identification mechanisms in order to enter. Of course, encryption of the information, encryption at rest, infrastructure, data center where you are hosting this information and the images. All these, there are technology mechanisms to ensure that. And then there are ways to configure the use of the platform. This means that you can decide to use it in a way for one country and in a different way for other country. But always with a common elements to ensure that privacy.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And another practical consideration that springs to mind for me is languages. How do you handle medical records and conversations and communications in a multiplicity of languages? Is that an mm-hmm. IT issue, or is it handled some other way?
We do help with some of the technology. We have integration models where we can translate parts of the conversation in more than 40 languages, right? That's very helpful mm-hmm. in scenarios. For the clinical information, sometimes, you know, a step part of the care team or the team that is collaborating around the case is a certified translator if needed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's more for the healthcare organization to decide. We, at Best Doctors, and in combination with the technology, we use translator for some of the documentation that is needed. For the coordination and collaboration, the tool has some capabilities to perform translation that are very used and very practical.
Excellent.
The in the United States, the barriers to the deployment and utilization of telemedicine, one of the opportunities for a platform like yours, Miguel, is to bring care and make care accessible to remote rural places, inaccessible places. And one of the barriers that's come up in the United States are rules and regulations which are really centered around individual physicians' liability insurance, which tends to be state-based. So a physician practicing, you mentioned Boston, so a physician practicing in Massachusetts may or may not run into difficulties with his liability coverage if he consults with an obstetrician or gynecologist, for example, in Miami. So how on a global basis, transparency of this information is a terrific benefit, a boon, but how do we deal with the regulatory barriers?
Mm-hmm. I would like to divide the answer in two, right? First is from we as today Best Doctors company, right? That's something that it's extremely strict within the company, the liability and, you know, the capability of a physician, of one of our experts that provides a second opinion, being able to provide that expertise in the state that this patient is having the issue, right? That's very strict. That we have a medical team working on that. And there is a certified process for doing that, right? From the technology standpoint, we can not solve that issue, right? So, I mean, you can always regulate that the physician can or not provide this information. But at the end of the day, I think that allowing, you know, easy access, easy and global accessibility to the medical record of a patient and being able to put together virtually a couple of physicians discussing about this topic is welcome, right? There is a liability, I agree on that. But there are scenarios. The reason for this event, the reason for this interview about the medical tourism topic is there are scenarios where you have patients from one country going to another country for surgery because of a question of quality or because of a question of cost, right? So it's going to be good that both environments, both countries, both care teams, physicians have a way to collaborate, to communicate, to exchange information around this patient that yes or not is going to have this surgery in this other country, right? So yes. This is more about the technologies facilitating the process. The organization has to ensure that everything is okay from the clinical standpoint, as Best Doctors is doing within its process, right?
Yes, I think that's yet another example of how technology is moving ahead faster than the politicians and the regulators' ability to keep up with it. I have one other quick follow-up question. How, when you create this information, this per episode, let's call it a case file of information for the consumer, how do you then tie that back into that consumer's medical record? Are these files easily interfaced with the dominant electronic medical records systems?
We have integration mechanisms, right? So definitely there is a need for automating the uploading of the medical record. There is a way for uploading images. And we have integration mechanisms, H7, DICOM, some market standards that we know. From the medical record standpoint, it's more challenging because you need to summarize the medical record, and sometimes the summary cannot be automated. If you have an EMR in a hospital, a patient can have hundreds of episodes, right? So having the summary of what the really patient has is difficult. Sometimes it has to be a manual process. EMRs are involving in that sense. So we have something related to that, right? One thing, on behalf of the other question, as is an interesting topic that we would like to introduce at some point, is the role of the patient, right? And
right.
And also related a little bit to this topic is, and there is an article on patients from Eric Topol that is very interesting about the capability or the ownership that the patient has to do about the medical record. So I am the owner of the medical record, and I can do with my medical record whatever I consider is best for me, right?
Right.
So I think at some point the patient will be able to also decide, take part of how exchanging, who exchanging, and who is going to give some opinion about my medical record. That's also relevant on the discussion.
This has just been such a fascinating conversation, and we've barely scratched the surface
That's right.
of the complexities involved in delivering healthcare services on a global platform. But we would certainly like to thank you for joining us on the Medical Travel Show, and I believe that we'll have the opportunity to meet you in May at the IMTJ Summit. I think I saw your name on the speakers list there. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. There are, I think, one or two sessions about technology. And I agree that the discussion is fascinating. I will be presenting there. I will be commenting about the technology. And they wanted also me to show real examples of how this is happening globally, because it's interesting. We don't solve the We don't solve the global problem, but we put, some help tools based on technology for those organizations, for doing something that is already happening today. Those organizations that have these international patient programs and need an easy way to collect information, to exchange information, to put the care teams together in one place for collaboration, to coordinate the process. This is what we do. That doesn't solve all the problems of the world, but it might help, right?
Yes, it's certainly a key piece to the puzzle. So we want to thank you, Miguel, for a very stimulating conversation. And I think we've only scratched the surface, as Elizabeth says. We'd like to invite you back. But please tell our audience how they can get in touch with you or Best Doctors.
Well, we have on the website, of course. But if you, by email is the best way. And my name, Miguel Cabrer, Cabrer. If you look on the internet or LinkedIn, you will get my contact. Right, the platform, the technology that is available for anyone willing to use it is called Metin. It stands as medical meetings, and you can also search on the internet different projects and initiatives that we have going on.
Well, thank you very much. Our guest today on the Medical Travel Show has been Miguel Cabrer, Vice President for Technology with Best Doctors. This is Irving Stackpole. Thank you for listening.
And this is Elizabeth Ziemba. Thank you, Mr. Cabrer, for joining us on the Medical Travel Show.
Thank you very much.
Please, to our listeners, look for us on Facebook and Twitter. And thanks for listening.